and Ryan, and we know that you're dying to hear what we have to say. Today, I say we hear what we have to say. Today, it's the blank. Fill it in. Fill it in.
I don't want to go camping this weekend.
Why not?
Well, because it's nature and nature is scary.
Why?
And like,
nature's actually the most beautiful thing in the world.
It's also terrifying. People, a lot of people have died in nature.
In the world.
A lot more people have
that's
died.
That's part of nature, though. That's the part of nature.
And that's beautiful to you?
Yeah, 100%.
Why?
That's just how it goes, man.
Yikes. That's the way nature goes.
Yeah, man. How do you not want to like just be outside and
I do want to be outside. I don't want to sleep in it.
You're sleeping in a tent.
What? That doesn't. No, you're still outside.
Oh man,
it's not the same thing.
Camping's so much fun, man.
Is it?
It's so much fun.
What's so fun about it?
It's just fun, like being with everybody, and like you're in the same space. And
yeah,
there's
I
a fire
going at the fucking club right down the street.
And there's a fire going, and then
same
you're drinking
thing.
With your boys.
Same thing.
And then you're also high on shrooms.
Same fucking bro. You literally described a Saturday night at Dundas Square.
And then you're looking at these trees and they're dancing. It's wonderful, man.
Okay,
nature's
give
beautiful.
Them, give them some PCP and then they can do the same thing at that square.
Nature's beautiful.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know. Just black people don't do well in nature. That's all I'm going to say. I'm just saying if they're going to recreate this movie, I don't see myself making it out
don't worry,
alive.
Man. You're going to love it.
Whatever.
You're going to love
whatever.
It.
Whatever. Young world. Young world. Young world. Young world. Young world. I am Carlos.
I'm Ryan.
And this is The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. Welcome to another week and another edition, another episode. Yeah. We're back. We're live. Ryan, you want to say something to the kids?
Yeah. Happy Thursday, everybody. Just want to say thank you for coming in for another week. You know, Carlos and I, you know, we say this repeatedly every episode, but, you know, we definitely do appreciate it. It's crazy to think how far we're going and how far we're coming. Like, we actually just got a new banner on our YouTube, so go check that out. Thank you to our art director, Alessia. She did a great job with it, so please go check that out and then hit her Instagram if you know it. Show her some love. But, you know, happy Friday, weekend coming up, whole bunch of stuff.
Man, skip the bullshit. Are you talking about the... Did you not see the Royal Rumble that happened this past weekend?
No, I didn't.
You didn't see it?
No, I remember you telling me that the week it was happening, but I didn't check it.
No. I'm not talking about the WWE. I'm talking about what went down in Alabama.
Oh, okay, yes.
I'm talking about that Royal Rumble.
Yes, yes.
Because we would... Huh?
What happened?
Oh, what happened? I'll tell you what happened. History happened. Gloriousness happened. Chaos and anarchy is what the white people call it. Oh,
what happened?
It was magical. It was glorious. If y'all don't know, well, I'm sure the whole world knows. It was everywhere. You couldn't avoid it. If you have a social media account, you 100% know. Basically, what went down is a security guard was telling these white folks to calm their nerves. Hey, I'm just trying to do my job here. All right? I'm minding my own business, but y'all need to move around. You know, you can't be wild over here. Okay? Calm down. Relax.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Get your bow out of here. Move along the way. All right? They're listening to us. I just activated cellular.
Turn that off.
Anyway, the poor black security guard tells these white folks, hey, folks, I'm just trying to do my job here. And the white people are like, miss me with that shit. Fuck that, dude. It's fucking long weekend, brother. I'm trying to fucking get hammered, drink with Chet and fucking Blake over here and fucking getting wicked nasty, dude. You interrupted my fucking shotgun beer, dude. You know what you got to suffer? The goddamn consequences. I don't have my lawyer here, but I goddamn got these fists right here. These knuckle sandwiches, brother. Then pow, pow. They start ganging up on the security guard. Only one of them. Only one. But the grandest mistake those white people did.
Oh.
The grandest mistake they made was not that they beat up the black dude, but they beat him up in Alabama. And I know black people in Alabama, they don't play that shit. And all these black folks came in, jumping right in, one by one, like they wanted to main event WrestleMania. Oh, yes. But there wasn't, and you know what's the crazy part about it? It wasn't the fight itself that was the most craziest part.
What was it?
The most craziest part about it was that there was this one guy that came in, and he hands down had the flashiest entrance of all of them. He didn't run. He didn't walk to the fight. He didn't even stroll. He swam.
Swam.
He swam from one side of the of that boat part, boat port, right to the other, just so he could jump in and beat the shit out of some white folks.
That's crazy.
Bro. Bro. Even people recording were just like, ooh, they're beating him up. Ooh, beat him up. The most shocking part, the shocking in their voice, you can hear the trembling, is when they see the black dude swimming. It's like, oh, shit, look at that boy swim. Look at him go. Look at him go. Whoa. Bro, that dude was swimming like he was about to win the gold in the goddamn Olympics, bro. It was amazing. It was magical. Bro, swimming lessons for black people just skyrocketed to the goddamn moon, bro. Fuck, even I want to take some swimming lessons. Can you imagine me just going over there, just coming out the water, and then I'm like, all right, who's trying to get these hands? Ryan, have you ever swam to a fight before?
Never. Never in my life.
Have you? So you're telling me technically you've only swam for fun?
Yes.
Never for racing?
Never.
Never for... You know, just playing around, just for. So you only swam for racing? No, never for racing, sorry. You swam for fun, essentially.
Yes.
Hanging out with friends.
Always.
Never to the point where you're just like, I'm going to beat this dude's ass. Hold my goddamn shirt. He didn't even give anyone his shirt. He did it fully clothed.
Crazy.
That's saying a lot. That is saying a lot. That is an ass kicking. That, oh my, as soon as I seen that dude walk out of the water, I knew that motherfucker was, oh, he was about to give those hands, bro. That is Aquaman-esque. Oh. Ah. I want to give some people's kids to the white folks, but I'm not going to lie. They created some goddamn history this past weekend. They allowed for black people to fucking just be, oh my Lord. Oh my Lord. Black people are the greatest commentators of all time, I have to say. When they recorded that video, Lord Jesus, some of the funniest commentary I've ever heard in my life. Second to none. Second to none when it comes to commentary. Ryan, what's your take on this?
So I watched the video once. I didn't take a look at it too many times.
I want them to fucking remaster it and put it into goddamn IMAX. It sounds like, amazing.
In like 4K.
And fucking unbelievable.
But like, it was such a crazy event. Like, I didn't even really think about it the first time I saw it because I was just scrolling through Reddit. And I'm like, oh, like another fight in America. So then I like half watched it and then I like just scrolled away from it. But then I didn't realize how big of an impact the fight actually was and like how, you know, in this case, like race related it realistically was, right? Like it was cool to see these people just come out of nowhere. They didn't know the security guard.
Never met him a day in their life.
And then they were like, yo, one of our brothers is getting beat up.
Yeah.
Like, we're going for it. It doesn't matter who he is. And then, honestly, if you haven't seen the video, definitely go watch it. It's definitely entertaining. You know, Carlson and I don't promote violence in any sort of sense.
But in this case.
But definitely go check that out because it's fucking wild.
Talked about in the history books, okay?
Wild.
All right, we bro, they it has everything. It got people beating up people, girls jumping in, beating up dudes. A chair is swung numerous times. Like, we're talking, hitting people with chairs.
Somebody got thrown in the water.
Yes.
Like, yeah, it was extremely hilarious.
Glorious.
Hilarious.
Glorious. 10 out of 10 video. Video of the year so far. I don't think anything's going to top it. That was magnificent.
Crazy.
All of this violence. And the one thing that stands out the most is that they're so shocked that a black man can't swim. Huh? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I was shocked that he's... And he wasn't just like... He wasn't like attempting to stay. He was going in,
oh,
bro.
Oh, no. Yeah,
he
that was no joke.
Bro. I thought he was going to come out Caucasian and be Michael Phelps or something. But no, it was a black dude.
Yeah, I love that. That was actually
where's
hilarious.
Where's his sponsorship?
That
where's
was actually
his
hilarious.
Sponsorship? Wheaties. We need to get him on a Wheaties box. All right?
Bro. We need to get him on the show.
I need to interview him. Like, hey, man, where'd you learn? Basically asking about his swimming lesson. And knowing those black people, man, they're probably going to reunite next year and get together for lunch. Be like, man, remember when I beat the fucking shit out of that white dude last year? Oh,
it's
man.
It's like a Thanksgiving event now.
I whooped his ass, bro. And then my old man over here freaking swung that chair on that other dude. Whew. Bro, Alabama, that's a state you don't fuck with. All right? Don't fucking be to any American out there. All right? White people in general, actually. Don't fucking gang up on a black... Bro, has George Floyd taught you nothing? Has that situation taught you nothing? Why on earth would you think they were just going to stand there and let that shit happen? Get the... And then to all the ignorant people that said that, oh, guns will be thrown. Man, black people in America are smarter than that. They know goddamn well not to shoot white people. On camera, that is. All right?
Well... Honestly, like, it easily could have been that one of the white people could have pulled the gun out, right? Like, that's how America is.
Man, those white people ain't gonna fucking pull a gun out. On a black American on camera, that would have ended very badly for them.
Man.
That would have ended horribly for them, all right? All I gotta say is, Alabama, you always have a place in my heart, all right? I saw SummerSlam that weekend. It wasn't that great, but oh my God. You made up for it 10 times over. Well done, Alabama. Well done.
Yeah, wild.
Great little weekend there. Great little weekend. Yeah, but it was also Carabans.
Yes.
Carabana.
City was on fire, man.
City was on fire.
It was crazy. And the good fires.
Not the ones that you create in goddamn nature and then fucking start a goddamn wildfire, because that's what's going to happen this weekend.
Well, there's some crazy ass wildfires, but like to go back to Carabana, like the city was fucking lively as hell, man.
Right.
I didn't partake in any events, unfortunately, but it was cool seeing how lively the city was. Just on college itself was just madness, parties everywhere. People from America. I saw so many American
America.
Plates. It was dope.
Goddamn America.
It was great. And I watched the whole CP24 kind of
thing.
Live parade.
Could have just walked right up the street.
Yeah, I could have. It was great, though.
Why didn't you?
Wasn't there.
The correct answer we were looking for is you're a bum.
I'm a bum.
Yeah. You're a bum.
I'm a bum.
Yeah. And that's all there is to it.
Carlson and I definitely have to make it a thing for next year to go.
Right?
And
the blank presents Carabana.
Yeah, even though they call it the Caribbean Festival,
the PC answer or the legal answer.
No, but it was
got sued.
It was great. They got sued.
Yeah, they got sued for I think it was like a cease and desist from the actual Caribbean. They're just like,
Carabana. That sucks.
Yeah. So. Caribbean Festival neck 2K24. Stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned.
Yep.
Lil Tay.
I don't really know much about that person, man. I'll be honest with you.
What the fuck?
Ryan, like I don't
Ryan,
like I've
Ryan,
heard
you
of
know
her.
What my problem is with you?
I've heard of
you
her.
You need to get your head
out
of your goddamn ass.
I don't really care for that kind of stuff.
Dude,
you know what I mean?
Right now, you know what? I'm not hearing anything out of your mouth because you're just talking right out of your ass for some reason. How do you not know who Lil Tay is?
The most I've learned about this Lil Tay person is all within like the last 2 days because people have been talking about her.
Bro, she's Lil Tay and she gets money, all right? She is about that life, bro. She's about that life.
No idea.
Lil Tay was an Asian... She's allegedly... I don't even know anymore.
But well, let's get into things, okay? Lil Tay is an Asian female who, you know, started off as an internet viral sensation who's, you know, spewed out money saying that she gets all this dough, she drives all these nice cars, and doing all this shit, but she was only like 8 years old at the time. So why the hell she, I don't know. But now we all have those questions. But then over the years, it turned out that Lil Tay is a goddamn fraud. She was being forced by her brother to do all of that shit that she did not want to do. And then the viral sensation dropped for years. No one knows what happened to Lil Tay, what's going on. And then this week, it was announced that Lil Tay had passed away. And not only that, her brother had passed away. So now the internet's going on, oh, man, rest in peace, Lil Tay. Oh, I fucked with you, Lil Tay. Even though I wanted to punch you in the face back then, Lil Tay. You were the fucking real one, Lil Tay. That's all it is, bro. Man, you must have fucked these bitches up in preschool, Lil Tay. Yo, R.I.P. Few hours later, her brother posted something on the Instagram saying, yo, we ain't dead. I don't know what the fuck happened, but we got hacked. Someone posted that me and my sister are dead. We are not dead. We are alive and well. We're trying to get our page back, and we're trying to figure shit out. And apparently there's a rumor that police had no involvement when in the statement it said that police were involved and they're investigating. So that's how it's going on. Lil Tay, Ryan, what's your analysis on this?
Well, from what I've been hearing, and if it's true, and if her parents have been abusing her and forcing her to do this shit, that's real fucked up.
That's what you think about? I'll talk about her. Up. That's what comes to mind.
What else am I supposed to think? I don't know.
There's money.
Is she dead?
Bro, there's money. She's feeding money. She's about that life. She's a gangster, bro. That's what you're supposed to address.
Nah, man.
What?
Someone arrest your parents. If she was like 8, that means she's probably like in her teenagers now. She's probably like 14. Right,
man. You're not seeing the problem here.
Fuck abusive parents, man.
Wow,
somebody put her parents in jail.
You're the problem, dude.
It's fucked up.
See, this is exactly why Lil Tay people are hacking her shit.
I have no idea who this girl is.
What?
No idea.
What? Man, I can't. I don't know what to do with you anymore, man.
Let
me put you on game, please. Man. You know what? Let's address it from the source. Let's address it from the source,
please.
What viral sensations do you know of off the top of your head?
Taylor Swift.
That doesn't fucking count. She's an artist, of course. That's not viral. Viral internet sensation.
Chocolate Rain.
That's a great one. I'll give you that. I'll let that slide. That is a fantastic one.
Chocolate Rain, right?
Yeah.
And Unforgivable.
That's also a good one.
But those are all from like back in the day when like YouTube was starting.
So
I don't.
Let's address currently.
I don't know.
What?
I legitimately have no idea about like the current state of affairs in relation to what's viral.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Ryan, what are we gonna do with you, dude? We need to put you on game, brother. I need to fucking.
That's why we do this, so you can tell me.
You know, I need to address this with you. We need a TikTok account.
No.
Whoa. Why not?
No, we don't.
Why not?
Why not? Don't.
You don't want to do the fucking awkward dances on the goddamn for the interwebs?
No, that shit's weird, man.
You don't want to fucking post videos of yourself looking into the camera while the video is playing in the background, and all you doing is just like.
No, definitely not.
Why?
No.
That's not entertaining to you?
Definitely not.
Or have those, what are they called? Mukbangs?
I'm trying to lose weight.
So? Is mukbangs a big deal in Asia? Is that even a thing? It's typical, like the white man, to adopt fucking Asian things and make it their own, huh?
I have no comment on that.
I'll have a comment for it.
Colonialism
What? Goddamn people. You know what, you white people? You know what's wrong with you white people? First, you beat up our goddamn security guards. Then you adopt our goddamn eating habits. And then you fucking you use it for profit. Listen, you sons of bitches and motherfuckers. I don't give a fuck what you guys think of me, all right? Cancel me for all I care. And you know what, white people? I realize I'm wearing a Britney Spears shirt as I'm going on my
I was just about to say.
Man, you lucky I chose this shirt today because I was about to forget it. all jokes aside, I appreciate white people. And if, you know,
same,
I like y'all a lot. All right. Although you and I have some differing history. Not me personally. Well, a few. There's a few. But yeah, white people, you know, y'all have some spotty history, but it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Right? It's fine.
Oh, I'd say so.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. From a general perspective.
What the hell is that supposed to mean? What are you trying to say, dude? What are you trying to say?
Nothing, man. I'm chilling.
Dude. Okay. Okay.
But yeah, I just don't get the whole social media.
What do you mean?
Aspect. I can't. Dude. Like, even Reddit, I'm starting to get sick of.
Whoa.
Like, even like just being engaged in that aspect. Like, I find myself on it every day, multiple times a day, and I find myself in that routine that what made me quit Facebook and fucking all the other social medias back in the day. So it's like, I almost not want to be part of that aspect anymore. Even though we promote our show on social media and it's the biggest way of sharing it, it's just, it's not for me no more, man. So like, when it comes to things like Lil Tay, I hope fucking your parents aren't abusing you. I hope you're alive. But I just don't know.
She's Canadian,
too. I just don't know. Yeah, just, you know? No idea, man. But I get it, though. It's like super fucking entertaining. I look at that girl. I'm like, man, I feel bad for this girl, man.
What are you doing, bro? All that stacks of money and you feel bad for her?
Yeah.
All the cars?
Hell yeah.
Why? Bro, if you feel sorry for people like that, then you're the problem, dude. You're the reason. You are the problem as to why rich people can't have fun. Because you have to feel sorry for them. Don't feel sorry for them. Feel sorry for the goddamn haters. Feel sorry for their accountants doing all that paperwork because they all got all that dough. Feel sorry for the bitches they be fucking because they had to fucking wake up and they don't even remember their goddamn name. Hey, bitch. Well, good morning. I'm still rich. What's your name? I don't know. Bye. I'm not calling you. Toodles. Let me order you an Uber and get you out of here.
So, Carlos, you're down for that lifestyle?
What?
You down to be rich?
Ben.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Ben.
That gave me chills. Nah, man.
Huh?
Not for me.
No?
No.
You wouldn't do that?
Definitely
$2
not.
$2 billion in your bank account. You're not going to live that
way? I wouldn't act like that. No, definitely not.
What
not.
Are you kidding?
I would be quiet
you
as
you wouldn't
fuck.
Have a fucking wake up first thing in the morning picture on Instagram? Uh-oh. Fucking tired of shit, but guess what? Dollar bills in my hands, y'all.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
I'd be in that.
Have wads of cash. Oh, sorry, haters. I couldn't hear you. I was goddamn so much money in my fucking ear.
I'd be on that G's Move Silent.
G's Move Silent, like lasagna.
Lasagna.
Like lasagna.
I'd be on the lasagna tip.
Really?
Yeah.
Live in a semi-detached
house? I would stop doing the show.
What? The fuck?
I would quit the show in a heartbeat.
Really?
I would fake my own death.
Wow. You would fake your own death if you got $1 billion in your account?
Hell yeah.
Why? What for what?
For the fun.
For fun.
That would be the fun
part.
That's
not fun. That's goddamn illegal.
Hey.
Oh, this guy. If you're going to do shit illegal, why not go and invest in politics so they can goddamn fucking, you know, slow down the LRT a little bit more. Then maybe put a goddamn station right across the street for you. It'll be easier access and shit. Speaking of, apparently they're going to announce a date for when it's going to be done, like the end of or beginning of September.
Wow.
So it's coming up. The LRT crisis might be over.
They're hoping so, man.
Well,
that shouldn't have been an ongoing Toronto joke.
Fucking Doug Ford, good for you. Thanks for his. No, fuck you, Doug Ford. Why? What took you so goddamn long? You sack of shit. And then that whole AG. I don't even know what that AG shit is about, dude.
No idea.
Know what that is?
No idea. But
apparently, it's not a good look for homeboy.
Is it the green belt?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I know about that.
It's a good talk is with you as always, Ryan.
No, okay. So the green belt. So pretty much the Greenbelt is supposed to be protected environmental land. Like, we're not really supposed to touch it. And there's been, like, laws passed
Did the Aboriginals not tell us about that?
Well, they like passed laws saying like, hey, we shouldn't be touching this stuff. But then now there's this whole like theory or whatever it may be that Doug Ford's selling it off to developers to create housing or like to make money off of the Greenbelt, which is something that like was understood as like, we don't touch that area because we still need like green in our province.
Oh, so what you're telling me is a politician is using finances and financial gain to ensure that he is ignoring everything else.
Yes.
Ignoring all the laws for financial gain.
Yes.
Is what you're telling me. That's what a politician is, ignoring laws, rules, restrictions, ignoring all that shit for financial gain. Is that what you're telling me?
As always.
Oh, well, in that case, what else is fucking new? Why is this breaking news? What politician hasn't done that?
Oh, they be doing it all the time.
All the goddamn time, folks.
Still fucked up, though.
It's messed up. It's messed up. But whatever. We to each their own.
It's like, it's a tough situation because like for us, it's almost like, man, we would want more housing to be built. Because the more houses, the less demand.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
But like,
but why? You know what it is.
But I wouldn't want, like,
you know, I'm just gonna side with the white people on this one. You know what? It's a goddamn immigrants. That's what's going on. We'll be right back.
Well, we had one of our buddies was actually driving in Barrie earlier, I think, and there's this one dude sitting on the corner with a honk if you hate immigration sign. So shout out to that dude.
Oh boy,
that dude's fucking wild for doing that.
But it's Barrie, man. Only in Barrie. Only in Barrie.
Absolutely nuts.
Well, I mean, to each their own in Barrie, baby. You know what? Do whatever.
You know,
everyone, every that's in Canada. We have the freedom to say what we want, except for gender things. Can't talk about that because that's a huge no-no. Lose jobs.
Well, I think our episode, our whole podcast would be a no-no if.
Oh yeah, we'd be if the gender and the, well, politics in general. If we were to say anything against that, we'd be in prison for quite a while. Speaking of, we should speak of homeboys going to prison.
Tory
after
Lanez.
This commercial break. Commercial idea better. Hey, I'm Carlos.
I'm Ryan,
and this is The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. Clearly. So we're halfway through the half. We're making our way through the halfway point, and we just wanted to sit here and promote some shit, you know. So we got some plans lined up. We updated our YouTube page, so we're making it wicked sweet with our marketing director, who is definitely not on the run from the police, which is why we're not going to say her name or his name. Who knows? And also, we got some merch coming up very, very soon. I won't say very soon.
Just taking a little bit of time to make the
designs.
Yeah,
it'll take some time.
But
being on the run from the police can really take a toll on you. Again, his or her is on the run. Well, not on the run. I won't say. I can't talk about it without a lawyer being present. But anyway, The Blanks with Carlos and Ryan. Stuff coming soon. And we also wanted to take our time to thanks again for all of you who are tuning in every week. And talking about it and at least joining, you know, enjoying our stuff. So please check out our main page and our clips page as well. We have a clips page, so just in case y'all don't tune in to the full episode, you can tune into clips of our favorite moments from each episode every week.
Yeah, because we definitely don't have as much subscribers on our clips page, I think, right?
So let's grow that a little bit.
Go subscribe to our clips page.
Help us help brothers out.
And that note.
And that's it for our commercial. Bow down, down. And welcome back to The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. And that was some great words from our sponsors, huh?
Yeah, us.
Play fucking along. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Well, just to kind of get an explanation of what we're doing is we are trying a little bit of new stuff, some new software. So we're just sort of breaking it up and then hoping to add maybe a commercial break in the middle so that, you know, you can take a break and always come back to it after the fact.
Vagina boop.
Just to break it up. So yeah, we're back though.
We are back. All right, let's get into things. Tory Lanez is he's going to jail. Tory Lanez has been sentenced for 10 years in the slammer.
It's pretty crazy.
It's pretty wild, huh?
It is.
Pretty wild.
Pretty fucking wild.
Pretty insane.
Like, I know a lot of people don't like him. He's not, you know, the poster boy of anyone's, you know, gentleman person.
And considering he's as tall as a poster.
That's true.
Mm.
But what are your thoughts on that? And then for those who don't know, real quick, he got sentenced to 10 years for shooting Megan Thee Stallion in the foot a while ago. He finally got sentenced. What are your thoughts, Carlos? Give me your thoughts on that.
I figured, you know, considering the whole height thing, he's lucky that, you know, she's lucky that it was he's not as tall as he could, because that easily could have been like a you know, an abdomen or a headshot. The fact that he got the foot, you know, that really says she got lucky there. And that's all I got to say about that.
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we not allowed to crack jokes Ooh. In this stressful time? Huh?
Ooh.
Here's the deal, folks. Tory Lanez will not be doing the entire 10 years. I know that for certain. I will bet my goddamn life insurance. That's right. I will take out a whole life insurance policy and give you the goddamn money to bet you that he will not do the full 10 years. I think he's going to do minimum 6 years. No, maximum, sorry, 6 years.
Damn.
That's my bet.
You think, like, just good behavior, or like he's just going to pay his way out?
He's Canadian at the end of the day. Of course it's going to be good behavior. A temper. What Canadian doesn't have a temper? All right. So he. What Canadian doesn't fire guns? Have you been hunting? Huh? You know, have you been to BC, Alberta? They go hunting. They fire guns. All right. Accidents happen.
You think it was an accident?
Apparently he got really pissed off. I don't know the situation because I didn't really follow to it. You know, in depth, really. But do I give a shit? Not really. But at the same time, when I heard the news, I felt bad for the guy, because it's just like, man, 10 years is a long time. That sucks, because he's gonna be away from his kids, his family, and all that. But at the same time, I feel for Megan, because she's the victim in this situation. Because overall, it's not like a happy scenario for this. It sucks for everybody involved, realistically. Because Megan had to deal with her situation, and I usually would pick a side, but in this scenario, I don't know who to pick, who's guilty, who's not. Tory actually just recently came out with a statement stating that he is still maintaining his innocence. He did Damn. Not do what they said he did.
Damn.
And you know, he'll be okay, but it sucks. Apparently, during the court case, they're saying there was evidence to show that he did not shoot her, and that, you know, that the bullet didn't even hit her.
Weird.
But who knows, man? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It's one of those, like, it was such an old situation, like, back in the day, and... You know, you guys know me. I don't really pay too much attention to that kind of stuff, but I'm actually...
Doesn't even know who Lil Tay is.
I'm a fan of Tory. Like, I actually like his music. Like, I've always been a fan of his music. Literally, since, like, back in the day, since, like, high school. And it's pretty crazy to see that, like, an artist that you like is going to jail. I don't really listen to his new stuff that much, but, like, some of his old stuff is classics. So...
It's rare to see that.
Yeah.
Your favorite artist going to jail?
Well, like an artist that you like go to jail.
Mm. Anyways.
You don't see too many of them.
This guy has a free R. Kelly t-shirt in his closet. I've seen it.
But it's really unfortunate. You know, if it is true, then definitely justice was served. And if it wasn't, then...
Sucks.
Yeah, you know, it's really shitty.
Innocent man.
But
who knows, man? Who knows, dude?
Yeah.
Who knows? Anyways.
10 years, though.
That's Damn. A lot. That's a while. Can you last 10 years in prison? How long do you Hell think no. before you break in a prison?
2 days.
2 days?
100%.
Really?
It'd be the first day of just crying. And the second day, I'd be like begging, just, you know, let me out.
Let
man.
Me out. Let me out.
Damn.
I don't deserve this.
Really?
Let me out.
Holy shit.
Yeah,
what would you
no
think
way.
You'd go to prison for if you had, if there was one crime? Is there one crime where you think you'd be like, you know,
probably
what?
Probably jaywalking.
That's a crime you'd go to prison for? Is there one crime where you'd be like, you know what? Yeah, I should be in prison. If you ever did commit, hypothetically. Is there one crime and you're like, you know what? If I did that.
I don't know, man. It'd
really?
Be tough to justify something.
Probably,
you know,
killing
what I mean?
For a family member. Like, if there was harm to my family.
Oh, like a revenge matter. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I would go to prison for that. And I would take over that goddamn prison. You know what I mean? I would just go in there, just be like, howdy. How are ya? Top of the morning.
Kill them with niceness.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Because it's can't. Listen, you got to understand. This is not American. You know what they need to do? All these goddamn shows showing jail in America. Show Canadian prison. See where that's like. All right? Because it's not the same thing. All right? We don't do that shit. Although the dropping of the soap thing apparently is a big factor here. But you know what? That's just. But, you know, the Canadians, at least, were nicer about it. Just like, you got me. All right. I dropped the soap and then
It sounds like it's coming. All right. Sounds like it's coming from personal experience.
No. No.
Hey, I don't know how it is. And Carlos seems to know.
Hey, man.
Carlos seems to
know.
That's
not true. All right. I never dropped the soap.
They did. All right. Well,
anywho, my first day in prison was gonna be a big one. All right, I'm a big dude. All right, I'll manage. I'm not fresh meat. All right, I'm the hunter. I go in there, you know. I'll wear my Britney shirt too. You know what I'm saying? To understand that, like, look, I may have a very innocent white female on my shirt, but I don't play that shit. So I go in there, and I'm humming too, and I'm. You know what I'm saying? And then I go in, and it's lunchtime. I'm about to eat the food. Some dude comes up to me and is like, hey, man, can I sit with you? Fuck no. Get the fuck out of my goddamn face.
Damn.
Skippy, fuck out of here. You know, matter of fact, give me your food.
Well, they
dominance.
They definitely do say that.
Yes, 100%. Then I go to the shower, I fucking take my pants off, and then, oh shit, yo, what the fuck is that? Hey man, I'm taking a shower. Yo, stop staring at my piece like that, bro. Holy shit, they said no weapons in prison. That ain't no weapon, chief.
Carl Street.
And hold on, I'm not done with my scenario, please. So then I go in, I'm done the shower, I get the suds all in, I'm using that Old Spice fucking, you know, masculine power shit. You know, rubbing myself down, cleaning it down. So then I'm smelling so fresh and so clean. Put the jumper back on. Then I go back to my goddamn room. And that's where my roommate stays in. His name is Jaleel.
Jaleel.
Jaleel is his name.
What did he do?
You know what? He's a very nice dude. You know, got his life together. You know, devout Muslim because he changed his life around before. Now he's, you know what? He's living life. He's getting his life together. He actually has a degree in psychology now. A degree in psychology in the prison. He tells me in the prison.
Damn.
It's like, damn, you got all that through jail? It's like, yeah, man. I changed my life around. I found Allah and everything seems great. Like, whoa, that's good for you. What did you do? I fucking raped a few women.
Oh.
Jaleel, bro, you need to start off with that next time. Why? What the fuck? It's like, hey, man, I devout, and as soon as I get out of there, hold the fuck on. You think you're leaving this prison after all the crimes you just admitted?
Definitely
to
not.
Me? Jaleel, what? No, you ain't going nowhere, sir. Get the fuck out of here. Anyway, so I go to sleep, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is my first day in jail.
That is wild that you have a whole scenario for this.
Well, that's how I picture it, because that's how I see it done. That's how I imagine it.
You ever seen, I'm sure you've seen this movie, but for those people who are listening, it's the Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence
Life.
Movie, Life. Great I think movie. That's probably one of the best
prison movies.
Prison movies I've ever seen.
I think so. I think it's probably the funniest.
That's like a classic movie. Has everything in it.
Con Air is also Con Air is not funny. It's a decent one. What other prison movies are there that was pretty solid?
Prison Break.
I haven't seen the show. My brother watched it. And he said it was really good.
Yeah, no, I heard good things about that show. Yeah, too.
I should really.
There's that one dude with the blue eyes.
He's gay.
Everyone be trying to drop the soap for that dude.
I remember in high school, girls were going crazy.
Oh yeah, they loved him.
He was in the "We Belong Together" music video.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Mariah.
Oh baby, baby, we belong together.
Yeah, people love that dude, man.
Girls went nuts for him. And then as soon as he announced his, speaking of which, Wayne Brady. You remember Wayne Brady?
Of course.
You know he's pansexual?
What's pansexual mean?
Pansexual is someone you love regardless of gender.
Oh, okay.
So he could be dating a dude, female, trans, non-binary, all of that.
Good for him. Damn, Wayne.
Damn, Wayne.
Good for you.
Damn, Wayne.
He was funny.
He was
hilarious, that dude.
Do you think he still chokes a bitch, or do you think he has to?
He definitely does.
Oh, you think so?
I definitely think he does.
Wow.
Yes, it's Wayne Brady.
So when Wayne Brady says, "Is Wayne Brady gonna have to choke a bitch?" There's some leniency toward it because he's pansexual.
He's definitely choked somebody.
Wow.
I don't think it has anything to do with him being pansexual. I think he's
just in general.
He's definitely choked somebody.
Don't play
somebody
that, before. Yo. Who's lying into
Wayne?
Anyway,
Wayne Brady's no joke.
Shit. It's one of the best skits I've ever seen in my life, though. One of the funniest skits.
The Dave Chappelle skit? Yeah.
You know how that was created?
No.
So the skit of earlier in the show for Dave Chappelle, there was a comment made by a comic named, the name escapes me now.
Like a comedian.
A comedian in the show. So there was a comment. They're like, why the question in the skit, he played like a philosopher / a sorcerer. And he would answer questions from the audience. And one of the audience members was like, why do white people love Wayne Brady so much? So his answer was, Wayne Brady is loved by white people because he makes Bryant Gumbel look like someone really black. I forget who.
Hmm.
No, he makes Bryant Gumbel look like Malcolm X. And Bryant Gumbel is an extremely, extremely whitewashed black anchor.
Interesting.
So Wayne Brady heard this comment and then he was genuinely pissed off. He's like, bro, what the fuck? He called Dave. He's like, bro, what the fuck was that, dude? That wasn't cool. I didn't appreciate that.
Wow. Man.
Blah, blah, blah. So then Dave invites him to the show. He's like, bro, I'm really sorry. You know what I mean? Like, bro, like, I got this skit for you. We can work something out. So he invites Wayne to the show and then they make that skit and the rest is history.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah. The more you know.
I'm surprised he got pissed at that joke.
I was surprised too. I'm like, man, if anyone could take that joke, it's Wayne Brady. But
yeah,
man,
he would be able to take a joke.
He's a goddamn. He's on Who's Line Then Anyway. You know what I mean? He makes joke. An ass of himself.
Weird.
Like,
that's weird.
But they made this.
But yeah, the outcome of that is a classic. Like, fucking
literally
classic.
Probably top five skits in the show. So yeah, job well done. Job well done. Oh, you all right, son? You all right, sweetheart? Everything all right? What's going on?
He's crying because Wayne Brady, man.
Oh, buddy, it's okay. You don't have to cry. He made it. He's fine now. He's happy.
He hasn't been doing anything recently.
Yeah, not recently. I know they brought back Who's Line for a little bit. I think they canceled it again.
Damn. Yeah, that show was made in time for that era, I think. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Sometimes there's like those television shows that are like, this was made for that time, but it wouldn't be successful now.
I was actually watching clips like, from the show. It's actually a really funny show, but it had its time. Stop with the remakes, Hollywood. Stop with bringing back shit. All right, let people live their life. All right, create new shit, create new ideas, take risk, make a change.
Truth from Carlos.
Take that in.
Damn.
All right, so we have a few minutes left. Let's talk about the Holocaust. And the companies that were involved in it.
Oh, this is what we wanted to bring up from last week. So Carlos was talking about this.
Because I heard a few things. I learned a few things in the last few weeks. I didn't know that Hugo Boss was the ones that actually made the goddamn uniforms for the Nazis.
That's crazy.
Right?
What a crazy stat.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Going into Houston, I can't even go in that store anymore because it's just like, holy fuck.
So you're just going to never buy Hugo Boss anymore?
I don't know. Hey, bro. Hey, now.
I'm just saying.
I still have a few Adidas stuff in my closet.
What did Adidas do?
The founder was
a
Nazi.
Oh, it was a Nazi. Yeah.
And his brother as well. And he invented Puma.
I remember hearing that.
Yeah. And then Mercedes invented the tank. They made the tanks for the Nazis. Volkswagen.
Yeah, man. You know?
Ford, apparently, I heard, did some shit. That's an American. What the fuck do they have to do with this shit?
It's money, man.
I'm telling you. That's what.
Money at the end of the day.
At the end of the fucking day, people. Let me tell you something. These companies do not give shits about you. All right. So when these companies are like, "Oh, we're letting go of so and so because they don't go, they don't go with their ideals and values." Who got canceled recently and then let go from one of these companies? Do you know a celebrity off the top of your head? Well, I remember that the trans person with the Bud Light situation.
Yep.
All right. So, folks, we talked about it on the show. Bud Light went in support of this trans person. They hired her as a sponsor because she's supposed to bring in money, allegedly, because she has a big fan base and they wanted to attract it. The Bud Light supporters initially were just like, man, fuck this shit. Yo, miss me with all that. Dude, that's a trans person. And in their defense, you're Bud Light. Your supporters are fucking hicks in goddamn Hicksville who fucking shoot out and who literally fucking pull guns on gay people. And you're going to support one of their biggest icons? Get your shit together, Bud Light. That aside. You know what? Let's find a person. Kanye and Adidas.
Okay.
Kanye brought in so much goddamn money for Adidas, dude. A lot of money. Billions for Adidas because of the Yeezy products. But then Kanye made a comment about Jews. Adidas was like, yo, miss us with all that. We ain't with that shit. We don't align with his views. We're going to fucking stop selling Yeezys, and then we're going to end it right there. Folks, let me get you one thing straight. I said it earlier. Adidas was a part. The founder was a goddamn Nazi himself. The founder wouldn't have been like, oh, let's ditch it away from that shit. The founder would have been like, I see nothing wrong with what he's saying. He makes perfect sense. Let's sell his let's stock up the raise up the prices for his products and sell them even more. That's what they're saying, folks. Adidas was a part of the goddamn Holocaust. They were Nazis, literal Nazis. All right.
That's wild.
These companies do not care for your fucking values, your goddamn ideals, whatever your shit, your gender, your race, your color. None of that shit. All they care about is money. All they care about is money. They go where the money is, folks. If you're a popular person, they will come up to you and sponsor you. But as soon as that popularity goes down, they bounce and they move to the next person. That's what this is. This cancel culture shit is bullshit. Folks, listen to me, man. Don't let these fucking companies fool you. They're full of shit. These companies coming out with statements saying, oh, we weren't part of that shit. And, you know, we don't want no part of that. We miss me with all that. We are all about equality. Meanwhile, fucking back in the day, they were building up tanks for these motherfuckers. They were fucking building up shoes. They were fucking sponsoring them for goddamn toothpaste, bro.
Truth.
Don't let them fool you. Be better. Do better. Walmart. That you can... And folks... Whoever is going to record this and download this video, you can use that for my Nobel Speech Prize. That's all.
No, well
and
said.
And then when you goddamn find, and you can use this video for my tribute at the goddamn Emmy Awards when they've murdered me for speaking too much facts. And I'm obviously referring to the Illuminati. The Illuminati.
No, that was a...
It was an impassioned speech.
It was, you know, it had to be said.
Yeah. And it had to be said. It had to be done. And Idris Elba, get your fucking acting ready, because I would request for you to play me in a movie.
That'd be the perfect role.
Even though you're older than me.
That'd be the perfect role.
And I want to be clear, I do not want Michael B. Jordan. I do not want Denzel, even though I like you. I want Idris Elba. Him and him only. And whoever's out there for to play Ryan. I don't even care if it's goddamn fucking what's his name? Who's a dude out there? Michael Cera.
I think Taylor Swift should play me.
How's that gonna work?
I think she'd do a great job.
Did you register for her tickets?
No, I didn't.
31 million people did.
Yeah, man. And it's actually like, crazy.
And there's only like 20 some million.
Fucking wild, man.
31 million people registered.
Well, she's only doing...
It's a lot of bots. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah. No, probably majority of them.
Like, give me a fucking break.
Majority of them are.
Yeah.
But I was watching like...
How many shows is she doing here?
She's doing six. Six in Toronto. And only in Toronto. So like people from like...
In all of Canada.
Yeah, in all of Canada. So people from like Calgary, Vancouver, or whatever like that, they're pissed.
None of it.
Yeah. But it goes to show how successful she is, man. It's fucking wild. Like how much of a superstar.
Her shows in America is fucking raising the economy.
She's a fucking superstar.
Oh, she's massive.
Literally a superstar.
Massive.
So yeah, I should have signed up.
But I think there's still time, no?
I don't
know.
I was watching this like a global news segment the other day, and if you don't know, there's like this whole like Toronto group that holds like Taylor Swift dance parties. So they'll rent out a venue, play Taylor Swift the whole night, and it's just like fans of Taylor Swift. They go to the event, get drinks, and like dance and talk and stuff.
I would lose my mind. That sounds like an awful thing.
Some people are about it.
But they
were saying like a ton of people from that like club or whatever they happen to call themselves like all applied for it, and none of them got, or one of them got a ticket or a chance to buy the ticket or something like that. So it's like, man, they're like fucking rare goods, man. They're like rarer than fucking
you can probably get you a house if you resell them tickets, man.
Literally.
So damn.
It would be pretty crazy, man.
And to think people are fucking going, you know, complaining about the Jordan shit. You know, people buying Jordans and whatnot. Buying Taylor Swift tickets? That shit will get you killed. Literally. Luckily, it's all online. Because if it was a lineup in person, oh yeah, there's a shooting going on. 100%. 100%.
Crazy.
Crazy. Is this the craziest you've seen for concert tickets sales in your lifetime?
Yeah. I would like to think so.
I would say so too. I don't think I
like not even like no hip hop artist can do this. Definitely not.
I haven't even like, bro, we were alive for like Backstreet Boys and NSYNC and like
One
Direction.
No,
I don't think I've seen in my lifetime like alive.
Yeah.
Concert tickets in our city go this nuts before.
That's why I'm like, how can like you hate Taylor? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can. Why the fuck are you?
She's a beast.
I can't.
Like,
hate
she's just one of those people that is killing it in life. You know what I mean? It's great to see.
But yeah, she can't keep. You know what? No, I'm not gonna say it because I eventually would like to date Taylor Swift. So I'm gonna say.
I think everyone would.
Good graces, Taylor. You know, you can use this as my dating. You know,
yeah,
remember
Taylor.
Those daily. Uh oh.
Hit Carlos up.
Uh oh.
DM us.
Yeah.
I'll buy a ticket.
Let me remember those dating
the videos that people would send in.
Let me
give Taylor Swift yours as an outro.
All right. Oh, hey, good to see you there. Well, my name is Carlos. I enjoy long walks on the beach. I have a picture of a dog with me, even though he's not my own. A few things about myself that I haven't said already. I enjoy video games. I love pizza. I'm heavily in debt. But hey, Taylor, I guess that won't be a problem for you, huh? You can help me out, and maybe I'll help you out. You know what I'm saying? You scratch my back, I blow your back out. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. That was an
wow.
What? You don't tell me you weren't thinking it.
I love the honesty.
Right?
But wow. What a way to end.
Yeah.
What a way to end.
That's my oh, what the fuck is that supposed to? You're supposed to be on my side, dude. You're an asshole. You're an asshole. You are an asshole. Anyways, folks, this was my last episode because after this weekend, I will die at camping. So I am Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. It's been a pleasure doing this episode with y'all. We'll see who Ryan replaces me with.
It's going to be a bear.
Yeah, it's a bear. The one that ate me. Whole. Maybe I'll do it. Maybe I'll record from the bear's stomach still.
Camping. Everyone loves camping, man.
Yeah.
Camping's dope.
I just want to survive, man.
Be fine. It'll be tons of fun.
Whatever, man. Anyways, folks, don't forget to, you know, like and subscribe on YouTube. And always remember to fill it in.
Check out our artwork on YouTube.
Yeah.
Peace, everybody.
Bye.